Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we're going to end the show on a lighter note. It's a call-in on what movies actually got you to go to a movie theater in the last year as opposed to watch it at home. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. What movies actually got you to go to a movie theater in the last year as opposed to watch it at home? 212-433-WNYC. And you know why we're asking. Oscar nominations for the 2023 Academy Awards were announced yesterday. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once led with 11 nominations overall. The nominations were full of snubs, surprises, and overdue recognition for some people in the entertainment industry. And the pandemic isn't over, which is kind of our hook into this. But people started heading back to the theaters last year. However, the LA Times reported that while box office sales for 2022 ended at roughly $7.3 billion, and that sounds like a lot of money, that was down 35% compared to the last pre-pandemic year of 2019. There were a handful of hits in the theaters, like Everything Everywhere All at Once, Top Gun Maverick, and Glass Onion, that drew huge audiences to theaters. What movies did you go to see in the theater last year? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. That same LA Times article, by the way, points to a shortage of films to even see in the theaters as one possible reason people aren't going as often. If there were more movies with theatrical releases, would you go in person? Have your movie watching habits changed in the past few years because so much stuff just comes out first on Netflix or HBO Max or wherever you watch? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Call us and let us know how your movie watching habits have changed, and whether because of COVID or just because of convenience or for any other reason. 212-433-9692. It's a call in on what movies actually got you to go to a movie theater in the last year as opposed to watch it at home. 212-433-9692. And we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now to your calls on what movies actually got you to go to a movie theater in the last year as opposed to watch it at home. Or don't you just do that anymore, either because of COVID or because you don't have to see all the good films? 212-433-9692. And Darren and Weehawken, you're on WNYC. Hi, Darren.
Hi, Brian. How are you? I got to see Avatar 2 in Lincoln Square, and it's the largest IMAX in the United States. And I was able to sneak out with my wife. We have two young kids, so it was kind of a special treat. And, you know, James Cameron said specifically, like, this is a movie that you need to pay attention to, not watching on your phone. And I think he was right about it. It was really compelling, you know, mega blockbuster, and just an amazing thing to watch on a huge IMAX screen. It was worthwhile for sure.
Thank you very much. Nunzio in Hoboken, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nunzio.
Hey, Brian. Super long time listener. Finally, first time caller. Great to speak with you.
Glad you're on.
Thanks. I was just relating to your screener that I finally broke my COVID drought of not going to the movies. I finally geared myself up when I went to go see the Top Gun movie, and it was not what I was hoping for. Definitely not worth breaking the drought over it. It was not a fun experience, all things considered.
You didn't like the movie. How was the
I did not
experience of the screen after not having gone to a theater for a while?
Yeah, great question. It was wonderful, obviously, something I definitely missed. And yeah, I would say that, you know, between COVID, being cautious about COVID and, like, losing my income during that period, and then also my local movie theater going out of business, the opportunities to go were reduced to nothing. And, getting to sit in the theater and watching on a big screen was cool. I'll give it that.
And Nuncio, thank you. Thank you so much. Call us again. Carrie in Croton, you're on WNYC. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I love your show.
Thank you. What got you out there?
I saw... Yeah, I love it here. Love it. So I saw Wings Over Water, which is in, it was in 3D. It was a real art film. Actually, social action film about birds and their migration and about preserving our wetlands. And it was fabulous by some local artists here, Andrew Young and. So it was really wonderful.
A good nature film on a big screen is unbelievable,
oh,
isn't it?
Oh, it's 3D. It was like so fabulous, and they are so talented. And afterwards, there was a question and answer with their explaining things of some of the shots and their local people. And they were just wonderful. And Susan Todd was the other, the two filmmakers, and it was just thrilling. And the other one that was good on the at the same theater, a small theater near here, it was in Pleasantville, the Burns, was Where the Crawdads Sing. And seeing that, another kind of a nature film, was wonderful to see it on the screen. And I got a friend out who doesn't get out much, and it was just so much fun to see it with her. And she was thrilled to get out and has had
a lot
of illness.
It's the creatures that brought Carrie back to the movies. Carrie, thank you very much. Nicole in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I got out to see Elvis and Top Gun Maverick back-to-back at the Millerton Movie House this summer.
When you say back-to-back, you mean like a double feature?
Well, sorry. One day after another. But just loved the experience of being back in the theater again. And, you know, both films, I felt like the visual effects made such a huge impact, seeing them outside of one's home.
Does it make you want to go more? Or the fact that you can get so many movies at home now makes you think, well, that was good, but I'm not going to do it as much as I did it before the pandemic?
You know, such a good question. I mean, there is definitely an expense to it, and there haven't been that many films that I've wanted to go see. And I think now there is just such a surplus of what's readily available. And unfortunately or unfortunately, films coming too quickly to the home screen so you can take advantage of them more easily has gotten me to go less.
Nicole, thank you very much. Most of the people, by the way, I will report, either saw Avatar or Top Gun or Elvis. Let's take an Elvis caller. I know Nicole said she saw Elvis and Top Gun Maverick on back-to-back days. Let's talk about Elvis with Jasmine in North Plainfield. Jasmine, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. So Elvis wasn't one of the only movies I saw, but I think just it got me the full movie experience that I've been missing. It was opening weekend, full theater. So, I mean, just seeing such a really visually stunning film, I mean, sound-wise, everything, it was really just a beautiful experience to be back in the theaters and enjoy with so many people.
For people who haven't seen it, when you say the cinematography was so great, is there something you can put into words briefly about why?
I mean, if you're familiar at all with Baz Luhrmann, then I'm sure you'll understand Mulan, which is one of my favorite movies. But all the colors, the dazzle, the sparkle, I mean, it's just a really fun movie to see. I mean, it just brings back all the charm that I enjoy so much of Moulin Rouge. I'm not a huge fan of Elvis, but I think if you are, you maybe will get that same feeling. It will spark something in you. It's hard to put into words, but just it's very bright, very loud, very exciting.
And Jasmine, thank you.
The best way
thank
possible.
You. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
One listener tweets, I went, as usual, to the cinema to see the Oscar shorts. Love them. So there's something to do. On Twitter, we have Everything Everywhere All at Once. Nobody who has seen that, I'm sure that's among the top films that some of you have seen in theaters, but nobody on the phones is saying it. One more that a number of people are bringing up. I'll let Jeff in Newark do it. Hi, Jeff. You're on WNYC.
Hi. Hey, Brian. Yeah, so I was motivated to go to some of those big ones that other people have seen, but what I actually went to see was Puss in Boots, and it was in 3D, and you know, really anything that the whole family is going to be motivated to do, that's what we get out to do. And we've got a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old, and it was really beautiful. Like, it was really an amazing story of, like, you've got your ninth life, no longer living a fearless life, and then, but do you retreat back and feel like that's it, and somewhere in between, really being appreciative and embracing everything that is in this life. So I mean, it was really beautiful. It was wonderful.
Yeah, nicely said. Do you have your eye on the next one?
You know, not yet, but it's interesting that the availability of movies on the streaming services. So, like, I've watched Banshees of Inisherin multiple times, but it'll, you know, like, at home. But I mean, I will probably, the next time there's a kids focused movie, we're going to load up and roll out and go see it.
All right. The 5-year-old rules the roost. Jeff, thank you very much. Thanks to all of you for your calls and what drew you back to the movie theaters.